I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Midlife Midsters podcast, your podcast for inspiration on being bold and making the most of your midlife. And today, Marianne, I thought we would talk about the yes or no choices that we make in our life. Because all of us at some point in our lives confront situations where, whether it's in our work life, our personal life, opportunities that present themselves for travel, fun, activities, we have to make a decision whether to go for it or not. And those yes or no moments, those go big or go home moments, are opportunities for growth, for learning, for expanding our boundaries. And yet all too often we end up saying no.
Right.
So I thought maybe we could explore that a little bit.
No, that's great. It's a great conversation. And actually, it's what we do every single day. I like to think that life begins on the edge of yes.
I love that.
I think it does. But yet, we can't ignore the no's that we say as well. Like, some of those are important. So how do we cipher that out? I'd like your thoughts on that. Like, when do you decide to say yes? And when do you decide to hold back? And do you find it intuitive to say yes? We had a podcast on intuition, or is it usually the logic that holds you back? I mean, I have different thoughts about that as well.
I think it's often the logic that holds back because I think no, I mean, I think in some ways we're programmed to say no because we all sort of feel a lot of safety in the status quo.
Yeah.
I tell my kids all the time, human beings are sort of adverse to change, mm-hmm. right? Comfort is important. And so when you're faced with something that encourages you or requires you to go out of your comfort zone, it might seem intriguing and interesting, but oof, maybe I don't want to do that. And I think we lean pretty hard into the comfort zone.
Right.
And that can inhibit us from doing something kind of fun and exciting and different.
Yeah. I think I focus now on saying yes to like hobbies and experiences and things like that. My nose have gotten stronger to the cookies and the milkshakes. So it's kind of like, that's where I'm focusing my nose and saying yes to more. And I think about my own life. I mean, the times that I've said yes either has brought me personal growth. I mean, not always, but the majority, personal growth, maybe learning a new skill or a new adventure. I think those are when I say yes. And within those, plus outside of those, is this entire cascading effect. I remember saying yes to picking up a camera. It came from a dark place because my son was sick. And I was like, I don't have hardly any pictures of those great expressions that I wish I had captured that I may or may not see again. And I picked up the camera and it has brought me all the way to sitting behind this microphone. And the cascading effect of that has been incredible. I showed up for a workshop. I only knew how to use a point and shoot, and barely that. And I showed up to Brian Peterson's workshop in DC, and I realized I was like, I had no idea what I was doing, and it was hard. Like everybody was on settings, like f-stops and shutter speed, and it was like a whole different language. But I felt like saying yes and saying yes again to the next class and the next class and learning would really change my outlook in life as well. Mm-hmm. Because it took me places, took me to DC, these workshops took me places, and also just the neighborhood around me. It has opened up my life. I mean, the camera has changed my own personal lens and the way I see things from politics to nature. And so I think saying yes and just doing something that you aren't quite sure of, you don't think you can climb that hill, do it.
And the worst thing is you climb the hill or you get halfway up and you end up having to go back down. It's still a win, right? I was speaking to a woman friend of mine the other day, and she said that she really wanted to live abroad. It was kind of a dream of hers. And so she left her job. She moved abroad. And she actually found when she got there that it wasn't the dream she thought it would be. It was actually much harder than she anticipated for a number of reasons, stemming from, you know, not having a car and having to walk everywhere. Looks fine when you're there on vacation, but it's a lot harder when that's the way you're living. She felt that there was actually a lot of discrimination against her as an American.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'm at the country where she was. She said people constantly said to her, why are you here? So it was difficult. And she ended up coming home after 6 months instead of a year. And you know what? She still thinks it was a win because we talked about this. It would have always been a dream to do this. And she would have always held it up as something, as a regret.
Yeah.
Right? But now she's done it and she knows, okay, that wasn't for me. So saying yes and taking a chance, even when you're not sure, it sometimes allows you to rule out things.
Right.
And you can always pull back if it's not working.
Right. And using that example, she did fulfill her dream. She did it. But the personal growth from resilience and perseverance to even stick it out 6 months, that's a win.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we grow so much from saying yes. And there are times, you know, I think of my no's, and I've said no a lot in life to different things. As I've gotten older and where I am now, I take more risks in saying yes. But I probably the biggest no that I said that I had regret about was we've talked about this. People say, oh, do you have any regret? I wish I had had a third child. And I said no out of fear. I had two little boys and that's its own energy. It's not like having two girls. I'm sorry, it's not. It's not having a boy and a girl. It is an energy that just is like, takes you to a whole different place. And I said no, but yet it was that intuition that I didn't follow through with. It kept saying, have another, think about it, do it. And I just kept saying no. So, you know, life turns out the way it is. It's absolutely wonderful. But I wish I would have said yes at my age today to that.
You know, it's interesting because I feel the same way.
And you do?
Yeah. I really definitely wanted three kids. I came from a family with three kids. My husband did not want a third kid. And it was because he was concerned that we wouldn't be able to financially manage three kids. He really felt that, like, we would have to give our kids or wanted to give our kids a college education for free. And it would be a lot to do that three times over. And yet, as you know, ironically, we ended up basically paying for someone to go to college. So we did essentially have three kids. But I do miss that. And I do regret that we didn't have that third child.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Is there another instance you can think of that you said no?
Yes.
What?
And you're going to find this interesting. And for our listeners out there, Marianne and I talk about all kinds of things that don't get on the air. When I graduated from law school, I was living in D.C. because I had gone to law school in D.C. Mm-hmm. And I was in a serious relationship, which resulted in my first marriage, which didn't work, as you know. But I really wanted to take a job in Texas. And actually, Texas or California, I had offers. And I didn't do it because I was like, I'm in this relationship. It would mean either converting it to a long distance relationship or breaking up. And I wasn't sure I wanted to do that. So I stayed. And, you know, ultimately the relationship did break up and I missed an opportunity.
Right.
And, you know, who knows how that would have worked out. Mm-hmm. The flip side of that, though, is that staying in one place, I made a lot of connections and had a lot, you know, developed a community here that is kind of invaluable to me now. So, you know, sometimes even the mistakes or the missed opportunities open up new and different opportunities.
Right. True.
So it's really just saying yes to a different thing and sort of following up on that, like saying to, because I built a community. I will say this about yes, about the power of saying yes. Some of my best yeses have been yeses that I've made to allowing people into my life or to engaging with people in a way that I didn't anticipate I would. And so just, I think you know the story, but for many years, there was a woman that ran the Starbucks in the Safeway, which is a grocery store, near my house. And I am absolutely addicted to cold brew, Starbucks cold brew coffee. So every morning I would get up and I would go to the Starbucks Safeway, or the Safeway Starbucks, before I would go to work. And I got to know this woman quite well. And she was really a lovely woman. She was Ethiopian. And I don't know why, but one day when I was getting my coffee, she asked me, like, are you religious? Like, do you go to church? And I said, well, yes, I do. And she said, are you Christian? I said, yes, I am. And she said, well, I am too. Would you like to go to church with me sometime? And honestly, like, usually that's off-putting for me. I don't really want to be proselytized by anybody. I have my own faith. Mm-hmm. I'm good. You do you. I do me. But something about the request really struck me. And so I was like, okay, yes, I'll do it. And so a few weeks later, she gave me a little card with information about service. And it was a traditional Ethiopian Christian sect. I can't remember the Tewahedo, I think, maybe. But they go to church all day long.
That's a long day.
It's a long day. So she said she would be there from 9 o'clock on, but I could meet her around noon. And she gave me instructions: wear a long dress, wear something over my head. I'd have to take my shoes off when I arrived. And I was like, I don't understand why I'm doing this, but I'm gonna go. It was the most beautiful and moving experience I've ever had. It was amazing. And I stayed for about 2 hours of the service. And it was her and her mom and her daughter. And we all sat together. And I couldn't understand a word of it because it wasn't in English. It was in Amharic. And at some point, her daughter, who was 8 years old, looked at me and she said, do you speak Amharic? I said, no. She said, then why are you here? I said, because your mother invited me. And she put her arm around me. And I was like,
that's a sweet moment.
It was worth the yes. Mm-hmm. So I think my best yeses have always involved other people.
Yeah. Oh, I love that story. I say yes a lot. And I mean, there are things that I say no to. But if I were to think about the things that really changed my life about saying yes, I remember being in church and there was the children's director, you may know her, was a physician, and she was starting up basically a free clinic for children.
Oh, yeah.
Arlington Pediatric Center. So it was at the birth of it, and they didn't have much of a budget. They raised money, maybe got a little money from Arlington County, I think. But she was looking for people to work in it on a low budget, basically. And I happened to not be working at that time. And my background was transplant and open heart surgery. So a pediatric clinic, I knew nothing about peds except for my own two children. They were very, very young at the time. And I said, well, I don't like want a job, money type job and that type of commitment, but I'll come in and volunteer once or twice a week until you get started, until you fill the position. And she said, really? I said, yeah, sure. I mean, you'll have to teach me, but I'll also go online, you know, do the classes through some type of medical. I mean, there's all kinds of CEUs that you can learn that are instructive as well, but I can learn on the job as well. So I started doing that and I absolutely loved it. And next thing you know, it's been a year, then it's 2 years. And then Susan comes up to me and she says, you know, I have a really good friend that's a school physician for DHS and they have this position open. It's part-time. I think you'd be perfect. And so I jumped into public health. I'd never done that. But had I not had that experience and said yes about the pediatric population and learned a lot, I would never have ended up in that role. And I spent 18 years in public health, learned so much about pediatric medicine and IEPs and advocating for children's needs, which is just so important to me. But had I not just said yes for something simple like that, I could have easily said, look, I don't have experience or I'm enjoying my time at home. That had a huge cascading effect for years to come. And in my own personal life with my own child that was ill. So, I mean, they're all blessings in it. And I'm so glad I said yes. And I never thought about saying no to that.
I think you actually are very good at saying yes to things that involve the broader community. And I'm just thinking specifically like 2 years ago now for the organization that we both belong to, Northern Virginia Alliance, Luke. When we were looking for someone to be as president, you stepped up and said yes, and you've been great in that role.
Thank you.
And I think, you know, there's something about you. People are always drawn to you, and you do really well when you're managing groups of people because you're accessible and you listen well.
Thank you, Leslie Ann.
No, it's all true. And there was a benefit from you saying yes, not just for you, because I think you've learned that you're actually a really good manager, but for everybody else, because you've really sort of led the organization through a sort of a little bit of a difficult time into a sort of a broader, happier moment.
Aw, well, thanks for that observation. Yeah, I never considered myself a leader, and I have stepped into some lead positions for sure, and I've gotten a lot of self-confidence from that, and it's been beneficial. And I love like being around women in organizations like that and meeting people, because like you and I knew you long before that, but you inspire me to say yes and do more. I think we think of middle age sometimes, unfortunately, as being kind of stagnant. You've raised the kids, now what are you going to do? There is so much to do once you put yourself out there, but it is that networking and those interactions that you have with people. I remember another story, saying yes to things that people might bring up. And I try and do this now. I know you do too, especially with the camera, is that if somebody likes a picture, is like, grab a camera, you should come take pictures, I'll teach you. I remember being at a wedding, and I ended up sitting at a table a few years ago with a lady, and we got into this wonderful conversation. Her husband was a big sailor. I'm not so much a sailor, but definitely a boater. And we were talking about that, and she's like, well, there's one thing I've wanted to do for a long time, and that's do a triathlon of some sort. And I said, wow, that's a big one. She goes, want to do it with me? And I didn't hesitate. Like, I've never run marathons. I'm somewhat athletic. I mean, I'm in the gym and do things like that. Had she not said, will you do it? I would never have said that to myself. Hey, Marianne, you know, why don't you do a triathlon? So I appreciate other people coming to me with ideas and inspiring me and giving me that push. So I now try to do that more with others. If I'm going to do something, I'm like, I know you've never done this, but hey, would you consider?
I totally agree with that. And, you know, I find that since my kids graduated from high school, I have had many opportunities to make decisions that are, you know, yes or no. And I have leaned pretty hard into the yes. And consequently, you know, I just retired, and my daughter came over the other night. She was like, you know, how's your first week of retirement? I'm like, honestly, I'm so busy. I have so many things I'm doing because I said yes to so many things.
That's so wonderful.
But it keeps things moving along. Like I'm never bored. I feel like my mind is still growing and learning. And that's really important, especially at this age.
It is. I think it gives an opportunity at this age as well. I think about my children or younger generations in general. We encourage them to say yes, and they say yes all the time, but it's because they're not burdened with so many other things. When we start having children and a family and a career, I don't want to say it's a bad burden, but they are obligations and responsibilities we have, so we don't have that space to say yes. This is a wonderful time to reclaim that frame of mind of opportunity and saying yes and experiencing more. And it is like kind of being back in your 20s or your teenage years.
Right.
Hey, what else do I have to do? I mean, we have things to do, but we can say yes, and we do have room for this. And I think there's a youthful spirit to that. And I think that's important as well. That propels us to having a really happy, fulfilled life.
I think it's also important, though, to keep in mind that it's okay sometimes to say no.
Oh, yeah.
Because the worst situation is when you're just saying yes because you're afraid of saying no, right? So it has to fit.
And have a gain.
Yeah. And it has to be something that resonates with mm-hmm. you. I think there's like sort of a little fine line to walk. But if you're just saying yes because you're afraid to say no, that's not a good thing.
Right.
But if you're saying no because you're afraid to say yes, that's worse. So when an opportunity comes your way, I think you need to weigh it. If it fits with your life or fits with something that resonates with you,
right,
then you should do it. And I like to think of it in my own life as it's a weird analogy, but from the very beginning of my life, I think I've been weaving a tapestry, and there's lots of threads to it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those threads I put in for a little while and then sort of put off to the side and go on and put in a new color or a new texture into my tapestry that I'm weaving. And sometimes somebody will come up with something that's like, I used to love that color. I used to love that texture. I'm going to put that back in my tapestry. But sometimes they'll come up with something that it's just going to throw the whole pattern off. Right?
Yeah.
So you have to be sensitive to, you can't say yes to everything.
Right. You have to curate.
You curate.
Yeah. Exactly. I think your curated life is so important anyway. Yeah. There's a lot of things I'd say no to. If somebody said, hey, you want to learn Mandarin? No.
Exactly.
No. But do you want to do something else? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'd be all in. Like, I'd love to take cooking lessons in Italy. Somebody invite me. Well, I'll be there.
And opposite to you, if someone asked me to do a triathlon, I'd be like, yeah, no, thanks. So but yeah, I'll go with you on the cooking.
It's curating. But I just love the fact, the personal growth that comes from it. I will say one thing that I've been very guarded about in my life, and I have said no to, and I'm trying to change that. And we did a podcast like a year ago on friendships, and I've been really very, very particular about picking my friends. And I've said no to friendships, you know, on the front end of getting to know somebody when I probably shouldn't have. So I'm trying to open up myself a little more. We talk about positive energy. I wake up and I am happy. I've had hard things in my life happen. Mm-hmm. We all have. I've just been blessed with waking up with a smile on my face. Not much gets me down, but things have gotten me down. But I try to protect that piece of me, preserve it. And it's something I find such a gift that if I meet somebody and they don't seem to maybe add to that positive energy, or I don't get that feel from them, I just don't. It's not that I say no to friendship. I just don't expand it. Like my life, I consider my friendship, you know, friendships full.
I think that's wise, though.
You do?
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel bad about it.
No, that's that line between yes and no that you have to walk sometimes.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, if you let too many people into your life, then it starts to get overcrowded and you can't focus on the ones that actually add value.
Right.
But when you come to someone who adds value, you have to have space to say yes to that.
Okay. It's nice to hear that.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that.
But I think maybe I've missed out on some good friendships. So I do look at it now. I think you're wise to say that. And I like that. And I need to keep some piece of that. But then there, I should open up and let the opportunity be there for others, because, you know, friendships are everything to me. Mm-hmm. I'm so lucky to have siblings, but they are some of my strongest friendships. And then I have friends with strong friendships as well, and I value them. And I realize at the end of the day, at the end of our life, that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. There's the things that we're going to miss, not going to miss one other thing. Mm-hmm. So anyway, and saying yes to doing things with them, like, if I do have an idea, I go to my friends first, too, and try and pull them in a little bit and have them say yes, even if they might not be comfortable with it.
And that's actually a really important point, right? When we model for other people the possibilities, I think it really encourages other people to do things. And you and I both know, since we've started this podcast, we've had friends come to us and say, because you guys are doing that, like, it's inspired me to do something else, right?
Talk about that one friend. Do you know who I'm talking about? Well, she started watching and listening to our podcast, and she said she couldn't like put it down. She'd do one after the other. And then she was like, oh my God, they're all that. And I'm not this. And we're not all that, but we do say yes. And I mean, we're here.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't have anything like that. I've thought about A, B, C, and D, and I love travel. I love writing. I am going to do this. And now I wish I could remember her website. It's like Adventures to Life. People should follow her. I can actually put it in our website here in the next month or so. But this woman has now started doing a newsletter every week. She's posting about all her travels. And she says that she sees and looks at her travels. She sees things she didn't see before that she wants to write about. So it allows you to enjoy that experience. So she's one that, yeah, definitely is kind of saying yes, because we're talking about saying yes and doing it. And I think there's other people I can actually name that are doing the same thing.
And that's really rewarding.
It is.
To know that you're kind of helping other people sort of unleash their positive energy and experiencing their life a little bit more. That I get a real buzz out of that. I think that's awesome.
Well, and there's people in my life that are saying yes. And I think about this Floridian, Lisa Aspel, Wellness and her adventures. You wouldn't mind me saying her name. You can follow her as well. But she says yes a lot, and she just jumps in, and she just blows it up for her. But she does it for herself. But she's also an incredible leader, I think, with women, and definitely connects with them in that space, in the weight loss space and life management space, and getting more out of life in general. So, I mean, there are people that inspire us as well.
I think among the people that inspire us actually is the younger generation, which is ironic, right? Because we're ministers and we're talking about minister issues. But I actually find like the younger generation is pretty good at, again, I love your phrase, curating a life, about thinking about what they want to say yes and no to. And they bring their personal interests into the way they run their professional lives in a way that we didn't.
Right.
And I actually find that very inspiring. I have said yes to a lot of things that I wouldn't have said yes to just because my son or my daughter has proposed it. And I kind of want to go along on the ride with them.
Okay. I would say the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about, yeah, the young people in my life. It's true. You know, an interesting piece is we do have women our age that we know and that contact us and love listening. But my children are so proud that I'm doing this and I said yes. And it's because they saw me not in a stagnant. I was saying, telling them to say yes and do things. And I was always their cheerleader and taking them everywhere to fulfill their dreams. But they love watching this as well. And I know several, not just my children, other people that say they're inspired by the way our age group is now living, and mainly women. But there's men as well, but I'm thinking mainly of women that have said, okay, that's what I'm going to do when I'm at that age.
And, you know, it starts, that's a great point, because what I'm thinking of right now, and you know this story as well, I think I started saying yes more when my kids were in like middle school and high school, and opportunities were coming their way that required some level of commitment from my husband and I, mm-hmm. for them to be able to do it. So the obvious answer, or the obvious example, is like sports teams, travel sports. And we were always like, yes, 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 yes. And had great experiences through that. But then came the curveball one, which really, I think, set all of us in our family off on a trajectory. My son, as you know, is a singer. He was totally into sports in high school. And then in his sophomore year, someone asked him to perform in the school variety show. And I will just say, my son is an amazing singer, Harry J. You can find him on Spotify. He killed it.
He did.
He really killed it.
Oh, no.
And he got a standing ovation.
He did.
To this day, I watch that video and it just makes my heart sing. But a couple of weeks afterwards, he came home and he said, Mom, I want to go to New York and go to a audition for The Voice TV show. And my husband and I were like, we didn't even know what the TV show was. We were like, what? He's like, yeah, I want to go to this audition. It's an open casting call. You just have to show up. And we're like, are you out of your mind? And he was like, no, I really want to do it. And honestly, that was like it really was like a light switch went on, because I thought, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was my really first big significance.
Right.
Because it was so outside the box. I mean, I've said yes to things before that, but they were more in the norm, right? This was outside the box. And we went up to New York, and he and I stood in line with 3,000 other people waiting to go in and do his audition. And that opened up. I mean, he now lives in California. He's a musician. It just opened up so much.
Right.
But it also opened up my spirit to doing things that just don't seem to make any logical sense. But why not?
It's true. I love that story. And I love your son, as you know. What I find inspiring about that, too, and thinking about our age group and his age group at the time, is I think that a lot of the times that we say no and or don't want to say yes is because of the fear of failing. But at that age, it's like you're invincible. And so they say yes more. So it's wonderful watching that, because it lets you let go of the fear and you just jump in. Like, they don't care what people think about
right
them. They're just going to do it.
And that comes back when we're our age, right?
It is.
Because I feel like at this age, I don't really care what people think of me. I mean, like me or not like me, whatever. And in a professional sense, right? I'm like, I'm done with my career. Basically, I've been winding down for a few years and now I'm finished. I don't care whether you like me or not.
Right.
That's so freeing.
Right.
That lack of self-consciousness,
mm-hmm.
which opens up self-confidence.
Right. Well, I know this episode is not about age groups, but one other example is, and one of my sons brings this up all the time. I got both of my children books, Do Hard Things. I don't know if you read it. It's a great book. And it's like accepting the fact that something is very hard and you're going to do it anyway. And my younger son brings it up. He'll have these late nights with work and all that. And he goes, you know, I was like, maybe it was too big of a job. And he was like, no, you taught me to do hard things. So I'm doing the hard thing. And even though it's hard for them, they still have that invincibleness to them and they do it. But you have, I think that it has to be taught somewhat not to do just the easy thing.
Yes.
And so I try to remember now, like it's easy for me to say yes to the things that I love and that I want to do. But sometimes there's opportunities that might be hard in saying that yes. And I try to dig deep and I was like, okay, where's that book of my kids? I need it right now. Because it's easy for us just to say yes to the easy things. But I would tell listeners, pick up the hard things too.
Mm-hmm.
What Leslie Ann and I are doing now, yes, it's fun, it's enjoyable, but it's also hard in the fact that we dig deep to think about what we want to share and what we want to do. There's a financial commitment, there's a time commitment, but the reward is great.
Mm-hmm.
So saying yes to the easy things, say yes to kind of the hard things too, because the rewards are there.
Absolutely. And remember that every yes does kind of have a corresponding, you have to give something up to take something on. That's okay. Keep it light and fresh and new, and you'll keep growing and have a happy midlife. So we hope you've enjoyed this conversation today. And I hope, and I know Marianne hopes, that this will inspire you to think about the times in your life when you should be saying yes. When an opportunity comes your way, give it a chance and see where it takes you and where it takes the people around you. And if you're looking for some ideas about ways to say yes, check out our website, AmericanMisters.com, and check out some of our past podcasts for some inspiration. And also, we're going to be hosting some travel and some get-togethers. And if you're in the D.C. area, or if you can get to the D.C. area, we'd love to meet you and have you join us.